Time to get a little bit of that Friday feeling on. It's an F, a G, a C. Let's rock. Yes, they call themselves the world's greatest horror punk band. They're out of Arizona. www.tpnrock. We're going to kick off today with Calabres. This is Violent Hellfire. I'm Ewan Spence. You're going to enjoy the next 30 minutes. If you took the Ramones and you crossed them with George Romero, you would get something a little bit like that. The three brothers are Jimmy, Bobby and Davey. Well, at least they've all got the same surname and they've got a hint at the family resemblance about them. Clad in leather, hair slicked back. They are Calabres. They are just a fantastic sounding horror punk band. Yes, let's go with their definition because I can't think of one better off there. Doing great guns all over both the US and Europe and the UK and Japan. Strangely enough, nice big following in Germany there as well. Great to have them on the show. You'll find a link back to their website, as always, at www.tpnrock.com, as you will links to all the bands, performers and singers who appear on the show. Right then, let's move away from Arizona and head over to, I think, Austria now. Before we kind of a little bit of that. Austria, of course, now back in Eurovision. And if that's not horror, I don't know quite what is it. Another sort of dirty, grungy sound coming up now from Sturmlicht. Influences, the usual stuff, Kiss, AC/DC, Iggy Pop, the Ramones, Rolling Stones, blah, 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 blah. But this track here, it's just there's something about this one that just makes me think, you know, it's called 7 Days. And 7 Days always sounds like a political program, something that you would get on the BBC Home Service. Whereas this, it should be more at home. Late night with the great Tommy Vance. Sturmlicht's 7 days.
I grew so old, and in dreams of tenderness, I felt so cold. In the flat of great train station, I waited for you, and the thought of your love temptation left me shivering too. But you were strange, you were strange, yeah. You were strange, you caused a change, and that's not okay. Strange, you're strange, yeah. You were strange, you caused a change, and that's not okay. When I sat back for a moment, I felt the pain grow. It said to sin on the phone and let my tears flow. Cause after 7 days of thinking, I made up my mind. My ship and strange, you're strange, yeah. You were strange, you caused a change, and that's not okay. You were strange, you're strange, yeah. You were strange, you caused a change, and that's not okay. Cause a change, that's not okay. But you were strange, huh?
You were so strange.
You cause a change, and that's not okay. You were strange, you were strange, yeah. You were strange, you cause a change, and that's not okay. You were strange, you were strange, yeah. You were strange, you caused a change.
Yeah, it's okay.
There we are, Ferry Gamper there, the man behind the band called Sturmlicht. Now, if my German holds up, they're not being together even a year, formed in November 2009. The idea to mix up a bit of rock and a bit of punk and put that all together to make a fantastic sort of... Yes, there is an 80s sound in there, and it is not as hard rock as you expect. I still think it's something that you go classic cuts to. So, love the sound as well. Now, sounds that I really love. Actually, no, let's back up one. Before I start and hit the record button on TPN Rock, I have warm-up tracks, you know. Athletes, you know, they have a gentle jog around the track. Me, I put on a couple of tracks that I always open up with. There's always a little bit of Thunderstruck there just to get the heart rate up and get the pumping. And sort of melodic stuff is a tune played many, many times here on TPN Rock called When the Bombs Come by New Yorker Mike Borsha. Mike is now on his 9th album, doing great guns. He's finally getting over to the UK. He's going to be in London and Manchester mid to end of November. So if you do get a chance to see him, go along. But anyway, he pops the email and goes, new single's out. And I'm like, Mike, yeah, come on, let's have that on the show. And he's like, really? Oh, you like it? Like, Mike, you got 9 albums. Lots of people like you. Very few people know you, but that's okay. Very few relatively. Lots of fans. You're doing something right. You're making great music. The fans are supporting you. You're getting the PR out. You're getting bigger every single day. Find one more fan every day. This is the tip for the band. You find one fan a day. Yep, for 3 years, you got 1,000 fans. If each one of those fans buys a CD, an EP, and a T-shirt from you, you've got yourself an income. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Rock's meant to be simple. This, though, isn't simple. This is Sync from Mike Borgia, and it's great to have Mike back on the program again.
To say you've got the truth when you know it so well, disaster will strike at your heart. It's hard to stay calm when there's so much to learn and to find out who you really are. It's hard to be wrong before you even speak, 'cause you haven't lived long enough for wisdom to sink. It's hard to be wrong before you even speak, 'cause you haven't lived long enough for wisdom to sink into exploration is lost. Destructive decisions force you to cave in, and the people you use have caught on. Oh, now how does it feel to be scared when you're thrown out of there and you're forced to go
that sound. Mike Borgia there with Sync. Alright then. Remember saying Circle of Rock there before? You know, the Circle of Rock. Artists make song, you buy song, you tell people about it, I hear it, I play it, you hear about the song, you buy it, your artist gets more money, he makes another song, you buy that song, yada yada yada. Mike's at the very, you know, 9 albums round on that one. One band right at the start of that is the Cyanide Pills, based out of Leeds. They have it right. MySpace profile says it right at the top. Buy a record so we can make another. Simple. I mean, that boils it all down, doesn't it? This is what we're doing. We're having fun. We're listening to good music. We're saying to bands, you know, that's great. Keep it up. Like it. And reward them. I mean, it's such a simple equation. You put record labels on there, producers, independents, distributors, shells. It's just stop complicating it. Buy our record so we can make another. I recommend you buy Domino, even though you're about to hear it now, because it's brilliant.
Colors down, you know.
just like that late 70s sound that they're looking to capture. It's only 104 seconds long there. Domino from the Cyanide Pills. Brilliant new band. Keep an eye on them. They're going to be big. One band that is already big and getting bigger is the Loaded Dice. If you'll have spotted, I've been doing rock again back on Wednesday. One track lifted out of the five and a half years worth of TPN rock coming up now. That's a huge number. And in that time, some bands have disappeared, some bands have broken up, some performers have went on to sing at Live 8, Tara Naomi, looking at you. And, you know, bands have picked up along the way, bands have, you know, stayed true to their heart and got themselves on the Grammy shortlist at Belladonna, Danny and Co, looking at you guys as well. And the Loaded Dice have continued to stay on my MP3 player with a fantastic sound. They have a new EP coming out, it's next week actually, it must be, October the 14th is the name of the EP. It's also coming out on October the 14th as well, previewing the album due out mid-November. We got an early listen to that one for you just now. Thanks to the guys down at Deep Pulse Records and Green Dragon, who has popped up occasionally here as well to lend his voice. Now he's keeping an eye on some of the great upcoming bands in the United Kingdom. So, the Loaded Dice. This is Warpaint.
Oh, she goes down, imagine her self-esteem when she takes off all her pain. She can't pierce the joys in last night's dreams when the magic kiss did though. We got her way, her skin's gonna trigger a plan as if all the goose so far ten. She keeps on her warpaint and on the warpaint. Who's on your headless tonight? Take your wooden chain, girl, and you're coming back. She goes down. Can you hear my voice? she goes down.
You know, you could go out and buy yourself a super gigantic 3 gazillion fluid ounce espresso out of your local coffee bar. Or you could have a listen to TPN Rock and get your blood going that way as well. The Loaded Dice there, Warpaint, off their upcoming EP, named and available on October the 14th. If memory serves, it's September the 9th for their full album, Keep the Demons in the Box. Who else have we had? Well, we've had the Cyanide Pills on here as well. A new band out of Leeds. We've had the delightful Mike Borger from New York, Sturmlich from Vienna in Austria, and Calabres and their Violent Hellfire from Arizona opened up the show all those minutes ago. The great thing about the podcast is you can rewind and listen to it all again. You can tell your friends, you can go off and download it, or you can come back and listen to me again next week. I'm Ewan Spence. It's your rock show. Ta-ra for now.
TPN Rock is copyright Ewan Spence and Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock